Now Mr. McKinnon is available to us. Well, let's just go straight to him right now. Out of the fear that we might lose him. I don't want to lose that.
Hi,
I don't want to lose you. Because it's been so long. I've missed you.
We have missed you.
All I want to ask you is one thing. Could you imagine the last week happening in your wildest fantasy about what was going to be happening in a Trump presidency?
Well, great to be with you again. The circus has never stopped, just keeps getting wilder and wilder. And as I've said before, if we'd pitched this show as fiction, they would have kicked us out. It just keeps getting crazier and crazier.
That'll never happen.
So we're about to dial back in.
So you have cameras in place?
We're going to start with the next debate. Okay. Which is in a couple of weeks, and then we'll kind of roll through much of the fall, take a brief break over kind of Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then be up here.
So talk about that debate, because last I saw 10 Democrats are qualifying for that. The 23 candidates running. Do you think we're going to see several more? Do you think we're going to start seeing a thinning of the herd here for the pack of Democrats?
Oh, there'll be a thinning for sure, and this debate will be a big part of that. I think we might get one or two more, which would be good, because if we get more than 10, then we'll get two nights, which I think would be good for them and good for us as the audience and for voters. So Tom Steyer, I think, is likely to get in, which would make it 11, and then there may be one other person on the bubble or two. So I think there's a good chance on September 12th and 13th we'll have two nights of debates. But if you don't make the debate stage in September, you're pretty well shot, because mm-hmm. the debates – I say in presidential campaigns, there's three opportunities to really air message. One is when you announce the debates, and then three is if you get the nomination, and that's, you know, when you pick your vice president and have your nomination speech. But in the primaries, it's really when you announce in the debates. Other than that, it's pretty hard to make to ring that bell.
Mm-hmm. I wonder when. I can't wait for the inauguration of President Marianne Williamson in 2021.
By the way, I have said that the MCATs got the Williamson beat. I want that theme with Marianne Williamson.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I will be doing Marianne Williamson.
Yeah, speaking of CBD oil, that is a...
yeah, baby.
Yeah, that's something right there. That is some kind of kooky. All right, I don't think she made the debate stage, though, for September, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah,
I don't think so either. But she's just another character in this fascinating roster of folks. And you know, listen, when you look, a big part of what happened in 2016 is that, you know, people woke up the day after the debate and said, "Hey, I could be president." Sure, Marianne Williamson was one of them, but why the hell not?
Yeah. Oh, no, no question. That's exactly what happened. It's exactly what happened. I mean, you've heard the Ted Cruz tape today, right? From 2016, when he talked about Donald Trump.
I have not. What did Ted say today?
Oh, he didn't say it today. This is from 2016. This has just been unearthed. Okay? And I want you to listen to this. And I just want to get your reaction as a very, very, very savvy political operative for many years. You've studied this. You've watched this. You've worked for these guys. And here's Ted Cruz. And again, this is in 2016 talking about Donald Trump.
I don't know anyone who would be comfortable with someone who behaves this way having his finger on the button. I mean, we're liable to wake up one morning and Donald, if he were president, would have nuked Denmark. That's not...
You're kidding me.
No.
You are kidding me.
No.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
That is too good. Oh, my God. Well, I used to work with Cruz. Cruz was right down the hall when I was in the media. He was the research guy on the Bush operation. And it's amazing what foresight he had, huh?
Yeah. I mean, of all the countries, there are 162 countries that you can name.
Why would you pick Denmark?
Why Denmark? Why? And it turns out we're going to have to go to war with them now because she said something bad. The president just a few minutes ago also said it in a joking way that he should give himself the Medal of Honor. I don't know. Has he lost his mind? What is going on here?
Well, not only that, he said I'm the one too, right?
The chosen one.
Chosen one.
Full of religious overtones. Yeah. That may be the biggest blowback of the presidency.
Well, this Israel thing, I think, is a. I don't think this is a road. I think he thinks he's got cover in this road because of Jared Kushner, but I don't think he does. He's going.
I don't think he understands that road at all.
No. No. And it's and
that's a really tricky road.
Yes, because the American Jewish population is split politically. And that when they talk about Israel, there's a difference between talking about the government of Israel. Right.
Yeah.
And the and, you know, whoever happens to be the prime minister and members of the Knesset and all of that versus the idea of Israel. Those are two separate things.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only are they separate things, they're such deeply ingrained things. And for, you know, for anyone to that's just a third rail to anybody to try and try and use to their advantage politically. And when you especially when you don't really understand the history or the language or the religion, which Trump obviously doesn't.
Right.
And so, I'm just killing me that we're not on the air this week, but I say that every week.
You say that every week.
Yeah, well, I mean, who knew? I mean, this is the craziest thing in the world is like this whole week has just been, because it's August, when Shark Week started on cable television. Uh-huh. I should point this out, that decades ago, August was always, you know, people were, this is the lowest ratings period for all of television.
Nothing's supposed to be happening.
Right, nothing, right. Yeah. People are on vacation. Washington's on vacation. A lot of businesses are on. The, you know, Wall Street is slowing down. All that stuff happens in August, right?
Sure.
So what the cable, what Discovery Channel thought was, we're going to throw a bunch of shark shows on to get people to watch because it's summer and they'll watch it. And it worked. So it went from shark attacks to now, and I guess he gets it as a television guy. He's got to do outrageous things in August, and he's doing them, and he's getting this attention. And I don't know if it's actually conscious or instinct, but it's happening.
I think a lot of it's just instinct, and he senses a slow moment. And I mean, he was a very successful television producer, and that's how he's running his presidency. He sees a dull moment. He's like, Greenland, let's buy it.
Let's buy it. Oh, gee.
Not even realizing that it's essentially a protectorate of Denmark, but then also not really realizing that Denmark can't sell it. Right, it's not even. Right. They don't have the right to do that. It's the whole thing. It's like,
and then cancel a trip because he didn't like the way he was being talked to.
Right, and no one talks to the American president like that. I'm like, whoa, who started this? This is crazy.
He talks to everybody that way.
I mean, you cannot bully our allies like that. And then now, he's quadrupling down right now because he just tweeted out about how they're not paying their NATO fair share. Which this has always been a misrepresentation of those numbers when he brings that up. But it's like crazy that he's going after them like, oh, come on. Come on. And in the meantime, he wants Putin to go back into the G8. I mean, it's.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. All right. Well,
somebody should do a documentary series about this.
You know what they should really do? Somebody should get on the road with all the campaigns.
Right.
Every week.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we're going back to our roots. That's how the show started. And, you know, I remember when we were covering 18 Republicans 4 years ago, and now it's going to be, you know, 18 plus Democrats. So this is really what we're all about. That's our DNA as campaigns. So I'm excited to get back into it. We say that every election is sort of, you know, existential, the most important of our lifetimes. I think in this election, for a lot of people, that really is.
No.
I think we're going to see.
Not for a lot of people. For everyone. For everyone, Mark. For everyone.
You.
For
thank
the United
you.
States
did,
of America.
Thank you.
Yes. The future of humanity.
Imagine that. I don't know what's going to happen. But we're going to have the largest turnout in history by far. It's just going to be. Everybody's going to be taking the barricades on both sides. It's going to be good stuff, and we'll be right there in the middle of it.
Who's heating up? When you look at the pack right now, I mean, we keep hearing about Biden, and you know, we know Kamala Harris was kind of softening a little bit, I guess, in recent polls. But what are you seeing?
I look at this like as a longtime guy who worked in campaigns, I look at it kind of like a track coach. I look at these candidates and look at who's developing, who's kind of who's gotten stronger. Who's getting smarter? And I'll just say right now, and this is obviously, at this time in 1996 or 1992, Bill Clinton had not even announced. Okay, he didn't announce till October of this year, so we got a lot to go, right? But I'll just say, from just a political, a guy who's worked with a lot of candidates, the candidate that I see who has improved the most is Elizabeth Warren. She has gotten smarter, she's gotten faster, she's gotten quicker, and here's the most important thing of all. she has got and is developing a clear, compelling narrative. And what I mean by that is, you know, I just talk about storytelling is as powerful in politics as it is in culture and music and books and television. And great candidates get that. And Donald Trump, you know, no matter how you come down on Donald Trump, he told a story, right? He identified a threat or an opportunity, make America great again.
Right.
He identified victims, you know, middle-class Americans whose jobs are being taken care of. He identified villains, others, outsiders, coming across our borders, changing our way of life. He identified a solution, build a wall, drain the swamp, tear up the trade deals, reveal the hero, Donald Trump. I know what Donald Trump's story was. I have no idea what Hillary Clinton's was. So as I look at this field of candidates, I said, who's developing a narrative? Elizabeth Warren on the Democratic side, because think about it. It's counterintuitive a little bit, because I know that my Republican colleagues and Donald Trump and his campaign are salivating at the notion of running against her because she's so lefty and so progressive and way out there with all these ideas. But think about this. The diagnosis that she has about the American electorate is exactly the same as Donald Trump's. The system is rigged and you're getting screwed. She just has a different cause.
Yeah.
It's not the outsiders. It's the banks and the big pharma and the capitalists. And she has a different remedy, which is to tax the rich. And Donald Trump's was build a wall. Hers was spread out the wealth.
Yeah.
So I say that she just right now, we've got a long way to go and a lot more to happen, but she's getting stronger by the day. I also think it's good when a candidate kind of has a mishap, you know, takes a stumble like she did with the Pocahontas stuff and the DNA, and she recovers. That's, you know, that's a sign of a good candidate. So right now, today, I just say, you know, on the McKinnon list of candidates who is looking good, and beware what you get, Republicans. Elizabeth Warren's on fire right now.
All right. There we go. Mark McKinnon, the circus is coming back in a couple of weeks. We will we'll have you on that week, of course, as your schedule permits. It's going to be you. It is going to be
Alex Wagner.
Is Alex Wagner
Alex
back?
Wagner and John Heilemann.
All right.
Yeah. And in 2 weeks, I'll say a completely different candidate's on fire.
Yes. That's probably true.
We'll ask you.
Pete Buttigieg. Edge. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, guys. Kick it hard.
Right,
see you soon.
You too. All right. Let's check in now with Kim. What's coming up in the news in a few minutes?
Roe, a Chicago icon, celebrates a milestone today.